This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Stacy Sonke, volleyball coach, Ipswich High School. Stacy, welcome. Congrats.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
State champions. We talked before your semifinal, or after your semifinal game, prior to the Joseph Case championship game last weekend. And, you know, I got to ask you, I think everyone's talking about the fact that you went down 0-2 in that match and came back to win the last three sets, if you will.
Yeah, that's what we like to call reverse sweep in volleyball.
Yeah, that's right. It's like a hat trick or something like that, but in reverse. So, yep. I mean, you know, tell me about that. What are you guys thinking when you're down 0-2?
I mean, like, it's giving them the confidence and making sure that they still remember that they're a great team and that they deserve to be here. I think Case kind of got us out of the gun a little bit more than we were anticipating, so it threw us off a little bit, and we didn't play our cleanest game of the year. But it was just reminding them that, like, hey, like, we got this, we're a great team, and we just have to battle and show them what's up. And my senior leaders also did a really great job of going into the huddle and just saying, like, hey, like, we got nothing else to lose, like, it's do or die, so let's go and get it. And the mental toughness of the team this year has been awesome, and the fact that they're able to consistently play and to rely on each other has been huge for us in these big matches.
Well, take me through then those last three sets, if you will. Just a note or two. You don't have to give me blow by blow everything here, but I mean, how close were they?
Yeah, so I think in the third set, I think Case was a little surprised that we came out guns blazing. I think they were expecting us to roll over. So we ended up winning the third set 25-18. So they were a little surprised by some of our attacking, and we just were able to find the floor, and we were going for everything. So that was really great for us. And then the next two were pretty back and forth. I think the fourth set, I think, was probably tied again at like 15-15, and we ended up winning 25-21. And then the fifth set was kind of insane. It was tied up pretty much all the way to 9-9. And then we took the lead 14-11, had game point a couple of times, and Case came back. It was 15-15, or like 14-14, 15-14, Case, they had game point, and we ended up tying it at 15-15 and ended up winning 18-16. So it was a rush of lots of different, I don't even know how many ties and lead changes there were in that match. It was crazy.
You know, when I've talked to people about this, I mentioned the interview you did with us after the Weston 3-0 win, if you will, but all of those sets were all very close, as you pointed out to us in that interview. Did that kind of get you prepared for what happened in the championship game?
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to think that it did a little bit, and that we were battling for every point in that semifinal game, and that we weren't letting the fact that we didn't necessarily have these huge runs on either side kind of throw us off our game. So I think that definitely helped us moving it on to Saturday.
All right, so just take us back through that. So you win the title, and what's that bus ride back to Ipswich like?
It was unreal, and that, honestly, the celebration, too, in the gym was great. We had really great support from our parents, from our community members, and our student section as well. And just to have them be able to be there to celebrate our kids was great. Not only winning a state title, but the fact that we were able to go back-to-back is something pretty special. So the bus ride, I'm sure it was long, obviously, because we were in Worcester State, but then as soon as we were getting closer to home, they were having fun, we were blasting some music, and Ipswich PD and fire were actually awesome and gave us an escort through town, so we got to go through town, and they had pom-poms, and, you know, got to soak in every single minute of being a state champion. So it was awesome, and I love the community support from Ipswich.
Yeah, that sounds great. Classic. So congrats to Ipswich, the community as well. That's fantastic, and a great welcoming back for that. You know, the other thing I really took away from our last interview, Stacy, was the way you talked about how your team winning the state title a year ago had the resolve to come back through and kind of, I don't know if you used the steely determination or whatever term you use, but had that focus this season.
Yeah, definitely. And I think we knew that we called it, we had a target on our back all year, just that people would be out, be like, hey, like, these are the defending state champs, let's go get them. And I think we kind of used that as a fuel to be like, okay, like, you can try, but, and we still played our game and we stayed consistent to who we are as a team and who we are as a program. So it was definitely great. And it's going to be great continuing to have that mindset moving forward.
Tell me about your seniors, the seniors that were impactful, if you will, in this championship run this year.
Yeah, so I had all five of my seniors playing for me. So I had Olivia Mossler, who was like our defensive specialist, serving specialist, who came in and was serving missiles at the net. Something that might be surprising for some of the listeners for volleyball is that we serve at Ipswich roughly serves about 38 to 40 miles an hour. And she definitely was one of our faster servers and one of our stronger servers, so she was amazing. And then Carolyn Bailey was my libero, who actually became the Ipswich all-time dig leader this season. And she helped us be able to run our aggressive offense that was run in part by Kendra Brown, who is a senior setter who's been starting for me the last 3 years. And she was able to set up other hitters like Grace Sorensen and Rachel Oliva, who were both of those are my captains. So overall, my seniors were awesome to the program. They were sophomores when I started, and they've been detrimental or, you know, a very integral part of the Ipswich volleyball program in their last 4 years.
Yeah. Anything else? You feel free to mention a few other players, if you would, too, on from that championship game from last week.
Yeah, I thought some real game changers for us was Addison Pillis at the front row. She had, I think, want to say 6 blocks in the match, and she had 12 kills. And then Ella Stein, one of my other outside hitters, had 9 aces, which was a team high. And then Tessa Flynn was also running my offense, and she did a fantastic job. And I had 2 other sophomores, Claire Belezza and Emily Hannibal, really step up big for me in the game.
I have to ask you about this. So this was so tight in the championship match. That was there. Is there a play or two that just stand out in your head from that last Saturday? You know what I'm saying? Like, if this player didn't do this, then we wouldn't be here. A couple of plays like those.
Yeah, I think there were definitely some energy turners. Anybody who's ever played volleyball knows that when you get blocked or when you do get a block, it totally changes the tide, right? If you are the one getting blocked, it's kind of a momentum killer. But if you're the one who stuffs somebody on the other side, it's a huge rallying point. So we had a couple of those big blocks from Addison Pillis, and then Grace Sorensen had some monster kills at the net that hit the floor, and I wouldn't be surprised if there's a dent in the floor from that ball. Like, she was hitting the ball really well on Saturday. So I would say probably those aren't very specific, but just the things that I would say stood out.
Well, they're good enough for me. Stacey, finally, anything else you want to share about the state title and, again, back-to-back titles for Ipswich Volleyball?
Yeah, I just couldn't be more proud of the team and more proud of the program. The fact that these kids have not only been able to do it once in their volleyball careers, but some of them have got to experience it twice is pretty special. And I'm just couldn't be more proud of them, and I couldn't be more happy to keep growing the sport of volleyball in the community of Ipswich.
Terrific. Stacey, thanks so much for your time. Congratulations to you, the team, and it sounds like the town of Ipswich as well for winning that state title. So best of luck. Have a great off. What's up for you during the winter here, Stacey?
I actually coach club volleyball, so it's volleyball all year round for me, but I wouldn't have it any other way.
There you go. All right, Stacey, thanks so much, and have a great Thanksgiving.
Thanks, and you as well.
Yep, there she is, Stacey Sonke, volleyball coach, Ipswich High School.